Good afternoon and welcome to Extension Connection, your connection to Missouri's land-grant-based research institutions. University Extension is the statewide outreach program of the University of Missouri system. This is Janet Hackert, Regional Nutrition Specialist with today's program. Many people will be grilling this week. Whether you grill just during the summer or throughout the year, here are some tips for grilling safely without the carcinogens that can be produced on the surface of meats at high temperatures. It's long been known that cooking meat at very high temperatures can create the potential for dangerous, cancer-causing chemicals called heterocyclic amines, or HCAs. In fact, according to J. Scott Smith, a Kansas State University animal science and industry professor, HCAs are 3 to 4 times more prevalent on meats that are burnt compared to meats that are cooked without burning. Avoid these by cooking meat thoroughly to the proper temperature, measured with a meat thermometer, but not to the point of charring or blackening. When grilling, try increasing the space between the heat source and the meat. Trim extra fat, or choose lean cuts to avoid flame-ups of dripping fatty fuel. If using charcoal, give it time to make hot coals for an even heat. Smith recently released study results demonstrating how to use seasonings to avoid HCA formation during grilling. Blending black pepper with antioxidant-rich spices like oregano and garlic works so well in ground beef patties and on steaks that the spice formulation eliminates nearly 100% of HCAs, says Smith. Other highly effective spices at blocking HCA formation that Smith studied are from the mint family, such as rosemary, thyme, oregano, basil, sage, and marjoram, and the myrtle family, including cloves and allspice. Some of these may not go well with meats, but could taste good with fish, which can also form HCAs. Smith also studied typical store-bought marinades for efficacy at reducing HCAs. He found that they could be very effective, but cautions that timing is important. Although some may think that more is better, when it comes to reducing formation of HCAs, this does not hold true. Smith cautions, marinating too long has the opposite effect because it can cause the antioxidants in the sauce to decompose. Just a couple of hours is an ideal time for marinating. For more information on grilling safely or any other topic, please feel free to contact me, Janet Hackert, at 660-425-6434 or hackertj@missouri.edu or your local University of Missouri Extension office. University of Missouri Extension is your one-stop source for practical education on almost anything. This is Janet Hackert, Regional Nutrition Specialist, wishing you a great weekend.